Dead by Japanese radio artist Tetsuo Kagawa. To hear more radio artworks, please visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive.
Hi, I'm Kenny from Athens. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Accra.
Hi, Laura Kuhn here, director of the John Cage Trust, bringing you a deep dive into the intriguing life and work of Renaissance man John Cage, celebrated composer, poet, philosopher, chess pupil of Marcel Duchamp, life partner of Merce Cunningham, macrobiotic chef, exponent of Zen, visual artist, and avid and pioneering mycologist. Tune in to All Things Cage, 7 p.m. Saturdays beginning January 2nd, for conversations with Cage experts and enthusiasts from around the world, right here at Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, and via the web at wavefarm.org.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the Teabacker Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Food New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXE sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxe.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Cairo Town Board Wednesday, February 3rd, approved two resolutions intended to protect the prehistoric forest located behind the town highway garage. The fossil forest dates back 387 million years, and according to experts, it is the oldest in the world. The first resolution approved by the board gave the town authority to move forward with a feasibility study to pursue grants for the conservancy of the forest. The second measure gives the go-ahead for the town to establish a non-profit organization charged with preserving and protecting the site. Town Supervisor John Coyne pointed out there are more funding options available to not-for-profit organizations than municipalities. Meetings were recently held that included representatives from the town of Cairo, the New York State Museum, and Cornell Cooperative Extension of Columbia and Greene counties. The extensive root system of 387 million-year-old trees were discovered by researchers in 2019 as they sifted through fossil soils in a quarry behind the Cairo Highway Department. The team, led by scientists at Binghamton University and New York State Museum and Cardiff University, has mapped more than 3,000 square meters of the forest. Their investigation showed the extensive network of trees would have spread from New York all the way to Pennsylvania and beyond. Researchers also theorized the forest was eventually wiped out by a flood due to the presence of fish fossils that were also visible on the surface of the quarry. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Robert Gabin is reporting for the Times Union. The online monthly meeting of a coalition of Albany neighborhood groups was interrupted by a, and I quote, very disgraceful and unfortunate, end quote, torrent of hate the evening of Wednesday, February 3rd. the intrusion interrupted the Zoom meeting of the Council of Albany Neighborhood Associations, or CANA, according to Zachary Simpson, chairman of the network that was founded in 1976. Simpson said in a message on Facebook and in email, and I quote, "We fell victim to a Zoom bombing incident where our presentations for African American History Month were interrupted with extremely offensive language and content," end quote. Simpson said Beverly Bardaquez, president of Rap Road Historical Association, was in the middle of her presentation when multiple hackers shouted racist slurs, played music with racist elements, and scrawled slurs on a white screen and a vulgar picture. Last June, the African American Cultural Center of the Capital Region's location at Madison Avenue and South Pearl Street fell victim to an attack. One or more intruders tossed rocks and a brick to smash the building's windows, picked its lock from the outside, stole items, and wrote the words, and I quote, "I hate you," end quote, inside. Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan put out a statement concerning the online attack, saying it was, and I quote, "unleashed by bigoted cowards," end quote. She went on to say, and I quote, "unfortunately, this is a sad reminder that bigots and white supremacists live among us. I ask our residents to join me in condemning this heinous act," end quote. Simpson apologized to members of the two organizations and the attendees. He said, and I quote, "I have been conducting Zoom meetings for almost a year now and never anticipated something like this occurring at a CANA meeting," end quote. Simpson said that more than 70 people were in attendance. Officer Steve Smith, a spokesman for Albany Police, said the department is looking into the incident. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The state of New York will begin to vaccinate older people incarcerated in the state's prison system. Officials announced on February 4th, hours after advocates filed a lawsuit. The move applies to those who are age 65 and older, which is consistent with the general population statewide that qualifies for the vaccine at this point. Senator Gustavo Rivera applauded the move, pointing out the decision was prudent given that prisons have become virus hotspots. Corrections officers and staff who come and go from the facilities have also had high rates of infection as well. The decision is a victory for advocates who have pushed state officials to begin vaccinations as they also seek the release of those people considered vulnerable to the virus. Teresa Grady, a community leader of the Release Aging People in Prison campaign, said providing access to the vaccine for older people is a good first step, but more needs to be done. And I quote, "Because of decades of mistrust with prison health care and health care more generally in communities of color, there must be a robust plan for the state health department or some other health agency that isn't doses to distribute, administer, and provide state-of-the-art education associated with the vaccine and COVID-19, end quote. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 34 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 15. And on Sunday, a chance of snow showers, partly sunny with a high near 33 degrees. And Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of around 12 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC. 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support. Thank you. Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Lauren Jones of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Like a fire hydrant, like a public drinking fountain, like a park bench, WGXC is always there for you, at your service. 90.7 FM, Community Radio.
Number
10.
Number
9.
Number
8.
Number
7.
Number
6.
Number
5.
Number
4.
Number
3.
Number
2.
Number
1.
Now let's head on a joyride with Bill McKay on guitar and Nathan Bowles on banjo and piano from their 2021 album Keys on the Drag City label. This is Joyride. Thank you.
number.
9
number.
8
number.
7
number.
6
number.
5
number.
4
number.
3
number.
2
number.
1.
Here's a 2021 release from John Baptiste. The song is called I Need You.
Thank you.
Was Landing Takeoff from the 2021 album Dark Matrix from readist Daniel Carter and pianist Matthew Shipp.
Number 7.
I won't miss you. I'm so glad to see you go. I might even pop a bottle of champagne. Hope they arrest you, lock you up. But we all know that the you're through will leave a stain. 4 years of you felt like a decade in reverse. 4 years of you, low-level devil's wicked curse. 4 years of you, you made the virus even worse. Pack up your fans and take the evil that men do. We need a medal for living through 4 years of you. I won't hate you. I don't want you in my mind. Going forward, I'll pretend you don't exist. And when they rate you as the worst one of all time, what does it mean if they just slap you on the wrist? 4 years of you was watching God take in the piss. 4 years of you and thinking, do we deserve this? 4 years of you, we'll throw a party in our heads with all the family and friends who didn't live to see the end of 4 years of you. We need a medal for living through 4 years of you.
Number 6.
Here's a 2021 song from Hudson's Buke and Gase and So Percussion, who are partially based on the Bard College campus. The song is called Ancient Tool Gadget.
Mm-hmm. 5.
From the 2021 album Dark Matrix, that was Daniel Carter on reeds and Matthew Shipp on piano with the song Element.
Number 4. Number 3.
Thank you.
That was Carm with help from Mouse on Mars with the song Scarcely Out from their 2021 album Carm.
Number two.
Here's the track Portent Signal Remapping from the 2021 album Losing Circles. This is Marcia Bassett, who also plays in Double Leopards, and Thomas DiMuzio.
Thank you. Thank you.